Singing for Mr. Tony, I'm not the only one who does this. We've got so many jingles, clever writers, and great singers. Speaking of Mr. Tony,
welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode is a special one where we're going to feature the top 20 songs of 2014. These are songs that I chose, so I'm sure that it will be biased towards songs that I performed or that ones I happen to like. And I'm sure I missed some good ones. There were hundreds and hundreds uploaded this year. I think as of this recording, we're at about 989 total jingles on the website, which is staggering just in the past year how much that's grown. And so anyway, I got 20 songs here that I put in order of songs that I thought were the most influential, the funniest, the most important, the most relevant. So we're just going to do a little bit of a countdown here. So I'm going to break it down into four different segments, five songs at a time, so I can talk a little bit about each of them. So up front here in the first five, number 20, we have We Miss Junior, Hallelujah by John Welsh, which is the first meme, I guess, of TK Jingles. I hope we have something else like this in the future, but there have been 10 or 11 versions of this song recorded now, all inspired by John, and such a simple but hilarious idea, done so well by him, and then now I think seven or eight folks have joined in doing their own versions of that song in honor of John Feinstein or whatever other topics that they wanted to incorporate about Tony. Then we have Those Sons of Bitches, Man, a parody of Son of a Preacher Man by KJ, and then Cranky Old Man by Joe Arrow. And this is one that I've mentioned in a previous podcast. I just thought really was just some really funny by Joe. I always love pretty much any Billy Joel parody, but this is a particularly strong one. And then Joe singing vocals on number 16 here, but it's written by Neil from Rockville, 50 Ways to Cook a Chicken. And there are also three or four versions of this song on the website, but this is the one that people come back to try to download and find. The idea of the chicken cooking, really struck a nerve with Littles. And then lastly, in this first segment, we have Under My Thumb by John Fitzpatrick. And this one is really important to me because it's the first one that almost was on television. So I happened to be in the studio the day that Tony played this song, and he was talking to Nigel about contacting Kelleher and the guys and making sure that they had this song. He wanted to cue it up because it was about Wilbon and they wanted to play it on air and give him a hard time. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. But the idea that Tony was pushing for that and that almost happened was a pretty cool moment for the jingles. So definitely an important song and also just hilarious recap of Wilbon and his shirt tucking. So enjoy We Miss Junior, Those Sons of Bitches, Man, Cranky Old Man, 50 Ways to Cook a Chicken, and Under My Thumb.
I heard there was a wooden story that Junior told to Gene and Tori, but chicks don't care about army football, do you? So he went into a clothing store and tried on each size 34 until the waistband stretched its length round Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior.
Tony K is an only child. He's old, he's rich, and he wants it now. Gathered up the gang, they started talking. odds in 4 years, Gruden's walking. And soon a death's got Kevin mocking. Then he says pigs really do fly. Lord knows Wilbon's not surprised. It's mail time on the TK show now. He's got your emails, faxes, and notes. A day late, it can only reach me. Those sons of bitches, man, sales weasels, those weasels. Ooh, mailbag.
There's a place on the air for a cranky old man with his multiple jobs and his medical plans. He's got no hair on his head and a cough in his throat, and he doesn't like riding on airplanes or boats. Now he's out in pursuit of a doctor at Sash. You can always be sure he'll come back for more cash. And the littles all call him a cranky old man. Send your emails and notes to the cranky old man. Just don't send him a text, cause he won't understand. He's not a big fan of new technology. To plug in a toaster's a challenge, you see. And he sits at his mic and he begs for free swag. Till we get to the part they call Tony's mailbag. And he'll always be known as a cranky old man. He believes he's past the age of paying the park and staying up late. Astounding that he still knows how to drive a car. He used to write some columns too, until he met that guy Raju. And life went on and he became a TV star. Oh, so there's always a place for a cranky old man. With his cheeks wet, a vest and a club in his hands. He can crush all the bikers that get in his way. He can curse sons of bitches for podcast delays. Well, his boasting is pure, yes, he does it so well. When he waits in a line, he gets angry as hell. And he'll go to the grave as a cranky old man. Problem is all inside your grill, he said to me. The answers are easy if you take them logically. I'd like to help you in your struggles with poultry. There must be 50 ways to cook a chicken. He said it's really not my habit to intrude, but I hope my recipes can put you in a better mood. So I repeat myself. Since it involves your favorite food, there must be 50 ways to cook a chicken. 50 ways to cook your chicken. You just put it on the grill, fill a user fry pan stand. You don't need to use sage paste, just don't oversalt. 400 on bake, Jake. You don't need to season much, just stuff it with cheese, please. And make the skin crispy. Well, it's better off the bone, Joan. Eat whatever's left, Jeff. You don't need to reheat, Pete. Now just listen to me. Roast yourself a thigh, guy. Oh, you could even fry. But I like it with cheese, please. And make that skin crispy.
The difference in the clothes I
It really was so hard trying to figure out what songs to put in this top 20 because there are just so many hilarious songs, and those were just wonderful, all of them. The next five up here, we've got what I think is really the quintessential Will Bond song, Did You Know I Know Magic by Steve Maloney with a performance by Brad Weiss. Makes me laugh every time I hear it. And then Rich Otter with his Lola / Ebola parody that was a double play on the show that everybody got a big kick out of and is one of the top downloaded jingles of the year. And then a parody of Money for Nothing by myself, which was, I felt like a breakthrough for me just in terms of doing some different effects and voices and things like that. I really am proud of this one. Just a lot of fun to do because I hardly am Sting. So to be able to kind of half fake it there with this jingle really was a thrill. And then coming in at number 12, we have Goodbye RG3, Candle in the Wind, featuring John Neiswinger. And if you've been listening to the podcast recently or Tony's show or YouTube or whatever, this one obviously is hot right now. And it's included in this list, not because I think it's as funny as some of the other ones, but because it was just such a big moment for TK Jingles in the past year. So part of 2014, I wanted to include that here for posterity. And then coming in at number 11, Ben V, who didn't do very many jingles, but did several in the spring, and every one of them was just gut-bustingly funny. And my favorite of that collection was I'll Drive Everywhere.
Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually urban to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name draft sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in LA, if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
It came from a place called Monrovia, Ben, to Dulles and Dallas, but Tom Frieden said it's under control. Control. Now Mr. Tony's worried about how it will advance, but Howard Feynman told him that the number's only big for Ebola. E-B-O-L-A, Ebola. Ebola. Not the world's most youthful guy, so we understand his worry when his fever gets high. It's Ebola. Ebola. Well, he's not dumb, cause he does understand to close your window nation windows to protect your clan from Ebola. Ebola. She looked fine on the news the week before. Never ever kissed Wendy Rieger before, but now he has and it's his demise. He's got Ebola, Wilbon's not surprised. Well, I'm not a PTI psychic hotline fan, but like a monkey becomes a chimp and 40 makes a man, we'll get Ebola. We'll all get Ebola.
Here, people, this is how you do it when you're on the radio and TV. I ain't working, there ain't nothing to this. I don't pay for nothing, all my shit's for free. I hate working, but even I can do it. Let me tell you, this guy ain't dumb. I ain't ashamed to ask for anything. Today I want some 1950s chewing gum. Nice cuts of meat for my toaster oven, and Orphan Black on DVD. I missed episodes 9 and 10 now, and I wanna watch them both for free. don't pay for nothing. And my shit's all free.
I like that.
Don't pay for nothing. And my shit's all free.
Goodbye, RG3, that was an unprecedented fall. You're still great at selling sandwiches, but not so good at football. We all hoped it would work when they gave up 30 picks in a trade to get the star from Baylor, the one with the trademark name. And your rookie year, you were so great for Shannon and his kid. And you turned all your critics into unbridled optimists. But they finally had to bench you because you never win. And you might get another chance to play, but not from Jay Gruden. Yes, they finally had to bench you, oh, Robert Griffin. And you might figure it out one day, just not for the Redskins.
I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Won't go in the air, man. Won't take a boat there, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere. I'll drive from my house to Rockville to PTI to my house to Rockville to PTI to my house to Rockville to PTI. Stopping at the Safeway, gonna get some grapefruit juice, then to Tori's, going to her party. No, I'm only kidding, I wasn't invited. Sons of bitches, I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Wind blowing in my hair, man. All 25 strands, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere.
Oh, man. You know, I've heard some of these songs dozens of times, and it just amazes me how much I still enjoy hearing them. They're just so damn funny. All right, so that was numbers 20 through 11. Now we're going to the top 10 here. So rounding out the top 10, we have Beg for Ice Cream by myself. One of my favorite things about Tony's show is how he begs for free crap from people, even though he makes 10 times more money than most of us do. And yet he wants free ice cream. So I really wanted to do a send-up of that. And this I Go to Extremes parody is my attempt at that. Then we have Tony's Got Crackers, Baby Got Back by Luke Overbay, which is just a classic. And then I think the only unaired jingle of this whole collection is number 8, Getting Better Emails, that is, by John Fitzpatrick. This is one when I heard it, I thought instantly that's going to air. And it was one of the first ones that actually included a clip of Tony's show leading into the jingle. And it was just such a clever idea by John Fitzpatrick to kind of structure it that way. So I think we'll see more of that in 2015. And I really love this one, so I wanted to include that here. And then with the gauntlet throwing, that is Orange Orange Baby, which we'll be hearing in the top 5. Number 7 is my response to that. That's it, I'm boiling eggs. And I had wanted to do a song about boiling eggs without really saying boiling eggs like 30 times. So this is my attempt at doing that, because the boiling eggs thing was funny, more that it was a Tony non sequitur than it was boiling eggs. So like if I had done something like 50 ways or something about eggs, I think I would have beat that to death. And I think there actually was one that was pretty funny on there, so I would have also been pretty repetitive. And then coming in at number 6 is a duet with my wife, Michelle. He Would Do Anything for Cash. And this is one of those that I go back to that I really enjoy listening to again, because I love the theatrics and the drama of Meatloaf and the way that he overdoes everything. So I did my best to try to to do a little bit of that here. And, you know, it's hard to sound like meat, but, you know, this is me being ridiculous and Michelle being a wonderful straight man. So that's numbers 10 through 6, and then we're going to count down the top 5.
You think he's joking, but darling, it's true. Tony wants all kinds of freebies from you. Cranberry almonds, free copper scrap. Tony's mailbag is full of so much crap. What kind of pittance does PTI pay? I guess that's why Reali went to GMA. Or maybe TK is just cheap. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream. The littles make less in a year than you make in a week. You want mint chip or pecan? You're the king and the littles are pawns. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
Oh my God. Jeannie, taste this cracker. It is so bad. Ugh. It looks like one of those brown rice Triscuits. Ugh. But you know, who understands those Triscuits? Ugh. I don't eat it because it's not a Ritz, okay? I mean, the cracker, it's just so bad. I can't believe it's just so square. It's like, I mean, it's gross. Look, it's just so black pepper.
I like Triscuits and I cannot lie. You Nutter Butters can't deny that when a cracker has such a wonderful taste, I stuff it in my face, it's so yum. Wanna pull out a tongue cause I notice that cracker's crunch. The chino jeans I'm wearing don't fit, but I still ain't sharing. Oh baby, I wanna get fistfuls. You get the picture. This might make me a junkie, but the taste it has
made me so hungry.
My orange bald head don't want none unless it's sea salt, huh? You can do fire roasted tomato or try cranberry or sage, wheat, cinnamon, and sugar, but these just ain't my lane. So I toss it and leave it. But salt and pepper, I really need it. So this might make me fat. Well, I don't care about that. So my waist ain't small or close to juniors, but this is just a rumor. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna eat something tasty,
yeah.
Then grab a box, don't throw it out. Even the littles got to shout, Tony got crackers. Tony got crackers. Little bit of wine, but he got a lot of crackers. Little bit of wine, but he got a lot of crackers. A little red wine, but he got a lot of crackers. A little red wine, but he got a lot of crackers.
And by the way, the emails stink lately.
We need people to step it up.
So get better. Get better, okay?
He's wanting better mail next time. Tony's now getting mad at mailbag.
Boy, can this man complain?
The emails we're sending are a drag.
Yes, he can complain.
They don't send him their love.
Boy.
It's not good enough.
Boy.
Yet we still listen to this windbag.
What a fool.
This show stinks, ain't getting better. A little better, still well short of fine.
He keeps getting worse.
I promise my email will be better.
Better.
It will be better when your paycheck is mine.
Watching a game on the tube today stresses me out a lot. I thought RG3 and Kirk were decent, but I get the sense they're not. Now my mind is miles away, and I just need to go get off the couch and stretch my legs. That's it, I'm boiling eggs. I thought this year had to be better, but so far it's more of the same. I can't watch another minute of these games.
He would do anything for cash.
dressed like Lindsay Vonn for a few cheap yucks. He would do anything for cash, come and grill for you for 2,000 bucks. And he'll never forgive Nigel if he doesn't mention every single sponsor on every show. And he would do anything for cash, he'd even talk about the caps. Oh, yes, he'd even do that.
Would he pick me up in his new Cadillac? Would he drive me to work and then drive me back? Would he do it in that stupid Pharrell hat?
He might do that. Oh, I'm pretty sure he'd do that.
Would he phone it in? Would he write columnettes? Would he have so little shame he'd let monkeys place bets? Would he complain about being real old?
He already does that. Yes, he already does that.
I've heard his podcast and I've seen PTI. He seems like a clever and unscrupulous guy. Someday he'll make Will Bond surprised.
He can't do that. No one could ever do anything for cash, but he can't do that.
What a wonderful year it has been at tkjingles.com. Just those five songs, hearing those again was such a pleasure. It's such a treat that I run the website and have access to these songs to be able to put this podcast together for you. I hope you enjoy it. If you have feedback, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com. Now, without further ado, I'd like to count down the top five. And again, this list is subjective. It's something that I, Jerry Negrelli, chose. So if I've left you out or left out a song you particularly liked, send me your feedback to my email address or at Jerry Negrelli on Twitter and let me know. I tried my best to get a representative set here, and I think I've got the right tunes for the most part, maybe not in the right order, but it's the order that I chose. So hopefully that's all right with you. So anyway, number five here, I alluded to this earlier, Orange Orange Baby by Jeremiah Amaku. And this is one that was, I think, overlooked for 6 months or so, and was really a funny song. And when it was first submitted, and it was kind of a shocker that it never made the show, and just shows you just how arbitrary and random the selection process can be. So I think that they just overlooked it, didn't even know it was there the first time around, and luckily somehow it worked its way back into the rotation, you know, 6 months later, and we were able to hear it on the show and hear Tony saying that the gauntlet had been thrown down, that this was like basically the best thing ever. So kudos to you, Jeremiah. This is Orange Orange Baby. And then number four was one of the funniest segments of the year the first time around, and then even funnier when this jingle aired and the reaction to it. This is the Summer of 69 John Fitzpatrick tune for Tim Kirkjian. And if you remember, Tim spent a whole segment discussing the grocery store and just the most random minutiae with Tony, and it was just so ridiculous because, you know, Tim's a baseball guy, and they're wasting all their time talking about grocery shopping. And so then the next time he was on, this song was his intro song, and I think that Tim was laughing for like 3 or 4 minutes, and the whole segment was ruined just by his laughter because he was just so tickled by this one. So just awesome by John here. And then number three is Eat It McManus, the parody of Viva Las Vegas that I did earlier this year. And every now and then there's a catchphrase or a story or something that really sticks on the show, like Clean Out the Mouse Cages, Harry, or anything having to do with Raju. But that's one there. The Eat It McManus is like the catchphrase of the past year. So, you know, I was glad that we were able to put together a silly song to keep that going. And I know that Jean just smiled politely when this aired, but I don't think she's that big of a fan. And then number two is one of the just all-time classic songs. This is a collaboration by Mickey and John Fitzpatrick called Paint It Black, an Ode to Aldridge. And just the juxtaposition of David Aldridge content with a Rolling Stones song, because he'd never even heard of the Rolling Stones or any of their music. I mean, he was aware of them, but was unfamiliar with their music, supposedly, until just the past year or so. And this is a great send-up of David. And he's the only member of Tony's crew that, or studio mates, that has ever left a comment at tkjingles.com, and it was for this song because he liked it so much. So I thought that was pretty cool. I think that Tony has been to the website several times, usually on a guided tour by his son or somebody else, but he has been to the website. I'm not sure, and I think Gary mentioned that his daughter goes there often, but I don't know that Nigel's ever been there, or if they go there, you know, they don't use it that much or leave any feedback, but it was really cool that David, you know, appreciated this one so much that he wanted to leave his thanks. And then the number one song, rounding out the top 20 of 2014, is the number one most downloaded song. It is the number one most played jingle on the show, other than the original Gary song. It is I Hear the Cajun Coming, a Johnny Cash tribute to Carville by Patrick Moffitt. And just a total gut buster and something that makes me smile every time I hear it. I wish they would just play it now, just like the first 5 seconds. You don't have to hear any of the jokes. Just play that intro Johnny Cash riff, and that would be enough to intro Carville. But they've regressed back to the old random tunes thing. So anyway, top five for 2014. Orange Baby, Summer of 69, Edith McManus, Paint It Black, and I Hear the Cajun Coming.
But I did Monday Night Football. Damn podcast delay.
Go measure my penis and let me get on the airplane.
Orange Baby.
Oh, we only need one more inch for a new record?
Orange Baby.
All right, stop. Look around and listen. Focus on what you've been missing. Dinner at the Palms, forget about his diet. Can't leave the party early because he wasn't invited.
Rolling.
In the Cadillac sedan, 5 inches of snow, better call the Sheehans. Never said he's knocking, Cantori's kicking. Up there in age old sport, you're still ticking. Everybody wish they could be Mr. Tony, how he pays for everything.
Great cash, Tony.
At the top, it gets lonely, but enjoy the power. Tea time at 80, can't fit in the shower. Global amnesia, don't remember. Forgot the keys of the Dodge Avenger. Gonna need a ride, call Jim Coleman. Genie picked the Broncos, this should have been an omen. Orange Baby.
I don't know how this works.
Kornheiser, Orange Baby.
This little giddy geek twerk.
Orange baby.
Not sneaky fat, just fat.
Kornheiser, orange baby. Now it's time, boys and girls, for the mailbag.
Talking groceries with Tim Kirchin. Trading tips how to save a dime. Tony loves the refugee Safeway. Grapefruit juice for $3.69. These two guys, supposed to be sports pros. Rice and fruit and avocados. Timmy says he just eats for fuel. Are they gonna talk nationals? Oh, hey, Jeannie, look out now. There's Timmy over by the cashier, cruising at Harris Teeter. Every day he's gonna be there. Says he can't cook to save his life.
Another grocery store story? Really?
Ain't no use in complaining. Tony's got a show to do. Who knows what they'll talk about next time? Hey, Tim, you like fondue? Listening to this lame podcast. Delays sometimes will last forever. Oh, and when you tell this tale, fine line between stupid and clever. Who cares about your fruit juice price? Oh, yeah. Grapefruit juice for $3.69.
Oh, really?
Well, Mr. Tony's gonna name that tune. He's gonna name it after only one note. He knows every song from the 1940s, and he relishes his chance to gloat. There's a silent laughing lady in the chick chair, shaking her head cause she really don't care about the old man with so little hair. When he says Edith McManus, Edith McManus, Edith McManus,
get excited when he's on my TV screen. First heard the Rolling Stones in 2013. He gets pissed off on air and he is no show pony. The best part of the show is when he says, "No, Tony." He called when RG3 would have his first concussion. Plus, he likes jazz and other things that Tony's crushing. Nobody sends him swag, and I don't think that's right. You're my amigo, David Aldridge, let's not fight. Give Tone flag. DA has his chair too, and it's the one with a high back. He doesn't care if Strasburg's nice or he's a jerk. He likes to remind Tone what it's like to still work. Went to American and he is from DC. He groans out loud when Tony begs for junk for free. Here comes the emails and the faxes and the notes. When Tony reads them, David laughs at all the jokes.
I hear the Cajun coming, I know just what he'll say. He's betting on New Orleans, you're damn right it's a double play. Well, Carville's such a badass, he hates the TSA. He just pulls out old Greg Oden, and he is on his way. When the Cajun's on the radio, you gotta listen close. I'm pretty sure he picked A&M, but no one really knows. And he can swing elections, yes he is taking names. If you f*** with James Carville, you're going down in.
That's it, folks. That's the list. The best 20 jingles of 2014. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you listened to this podcast in 2015. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli or follow me on Facebook on the TK Jingles page. If you like what you hear here, go to tkjingles.com, leave some feedback, let folks know. And I encourage you to create your own favorites playlists. They're available within the TK Jingles mobile app so that you can listen to your favorite songs, your top 20 of 2014, whenever you'd like, using the mobile app or the website. And I hope that this keeps going next year and we have another 1,000 songs that we submit and that this continues to be a fun and integral part of Tony's show, because I really enjoy doing this and I know that all the folks that were featured today have just become such a special part of that show and our own little community here. So thanks for listening. I'll be back here in 2 weeks.
A tattered postcard, a sweat-stained hat, Sharpies and blank CDs. A dozen golf balls, deer antler spray, and Courtney's DVD. Tony's keeping his old man candy, and the wine's all his, okay. But the worthless swag in the mailbag.